as I shared, I'm in Rome currently. And Deacon Allen, if you all can't hear me, you may need to call me. But calling from Rome this morning, we and about 67 other saints from East Zion Fair, and I did not want to miss our time of prayer and worship this morning. I'm in a high cloud because I'm here at the Vatican. I'm around a lot of people, so you may hear all kinds of noises, but this is our time that we get together every Wednesday and every Sunday to thank and praise God for who he is and what he has done in our lives. And I did not want to interrupt that, even though I'm excited to be where I am right now. Saints, today, the Lord has been exceptionally good, kind, and he's been merciful. The Lord has been just, and he's been real. Regardless of where life has landed you, the truth of the matter is, God is greater, God is stronger, God is more powerful. I'm excited about it. Something happened on our way to Rome that really made me realize the text that we're going to give you today was the most appropriate. One, because Paul walked the streets of Rome, and I wanted to give you a text out of Rome. But the second thing is, my daughter's luggage got left in Philadelphia on the first day. So I had to go back to the airport today in order to get her luggage. And that gave me an opportunity on this great Father's Day to spend some alone time, but yet get to the Vatican, to see the streets that Paul walked, and to be able to reflect and to thank God for all that he has and is doing in the life of not just myself, but in the life of so many other people. Thousands and thousands of people are where I am this morning. And it's just a true testimony and witness to the awesomeness of the God that we serve. This morning, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, is my very favorite text. Romans 8 and 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for the good of them who love God." I want to say to some person who's listening to me this morning, it's worthy of your praise. It may not make sense in this very second, but it's worthy of a praise. Nothing in life is big enough to defeat you unless you're little enough to let it. We go through so much. My daughter was way over upset because all she knew, her luggage was lost. And yet it turns out that God gave us a blessing in the midst of her even having her luggage delayed. God is saying to all of us, calm down, chill out. It's going to work in your favor. I'll say that again. Calm down, chill out. It's going to work in your favor. The text says, "And we know that all things work together for the good of them who love God and who are called according to his purpose. We, the people of God, are called by God. He will not abandon us, nor will he forsake us." Not understanding God's moves and his ways, sometimes we've used it as an excuse to blow off and go crazy. But listen to me. There is no excuse not to trust God. When you're at your weakest moment, that is the moment you have to say to yourself, and you have to say to God, "God, I trust you. I trust you above the problems. I trust you above the problems, the situations, the ups, the downs, whatever is going on. I trust you more. And because I trust you more, regardless of what's happening, I know it's going to work for my favor." As Paul walked these exact same streets that I'm walking right now, he tried to encourage the church at Rome to keep their heads up. He tried to encourage them not to be wearied and well-doing, but to know that they would reap if they hold on to God's unchanging hands. And as Christians, we go through so much and suffer under such duress. But the benefits, let me be honest with you, outweighs the tension. The benefits outweighs the tension. So you may be in the heat of a tough moment right now, but Jesus' purpose is being fulfilled in your life. Don't be wearied, my brother. Don't be wearied, my sister. Jesus is fulfilling purpose in your life right now. You are not here or there or wherever you are by accident. It's a providential appointment. What happened is a providential appointment. Can I say that to you again? In the midst of all these people and me trying to try to talk over some of them, God has you in a providential moment. You have to learn how to pass the test. You going through what you're going through is nothing but a test, and it only happens in a season. The season will soon be over, and when the season is over, the test is over. This is what the Lord is crying for right now in your life. Pass the test. You know he's going to take care of you. Didn't he take care of you before? Didn't he bless you before? Didn't he make a way for you before? Learn how to recognize the providential appointments that God has in your life. That's the lesson I tried to teach my daughter while standing at the airport upset. She's only 14 or I forgot how old that she is. But anyway, she was 15 years old, and she was very upset because this should not happen. Everybody should do their jobs. But God has appointments in the midst of things that we don't understand. That's why the text is so clear. All things are working together for our good. Getting to accept the purpose of God is sometimes difficult, but it's not impossible. All you have to do is trust and believe that everything will work out right, will work out in your favor, that will happen for your good. And if you can accept that, God can be glorified and the devil can be horrified. But it can't happen if you still stressing over stuff that you have no control over. God is saying, I'm in charge. I own the world. This morning I stepped into the Vatican, and when I stepped into the Vatican, I saw the temple, and I saw all the different areas of it, and I saw all the different monuments and statues, and it looks beautiful. But what that reminded me of was this, that God knows what he's doing, God knows everything, and he knows how to control everything. Trust him today. That's your call. Trust. It's worth a praise. That's the word for you today. Instead of being stressed out, recognize it's worth a praise. What is worth a praise? The problem that you're going through. Give God glory right now. The situation that's happening. Give God glory right now. Worshiping is saying to God, it hasn't happened yet, but I trust you. But then there's another side of it that you need to make sure you understand. Not only is it's about it hasn't even happened now, but also it's happening now. It's going on right now. The problem is going on right now. But this is what you have to do. You have to say to God, God, I trust you right now. In the midst of what's happening, in the midst of what's going on, I trust you right now. It's a trust and dependency matter. And God wants to know. Who do you really trust? Your own wisdom or his wisdom? Your own knowledge or his knowledge? It's worth a praise. Give God glory. Wherever you are, whatever is happening, whatever you're going through, give him a praise. Give him honor today. Don't you let nothing get in the way of you giving glory to the God who is watching after you and who is taking care of you. He's a gracious God, and we give him all glory and honor for it. So the question is simple. Why is it worth a praise? Why is it worth a praise? Here's number one. Because we still have God's promise. Regardless of what we're going through, regardless of where we are, we still have God's praise. Also, I need you to understand that even though we still have God's promise in our lives, we also got God's power. So if something is happening, if something is working in your favor, if something is not working in your favor, you have to recognize that God has the power, and you possess the power that God has. And God's power has no limitations. We are limited. We are beings. But God has all power. Not only is it worth a praise what you're going through, not the item, but God getting praise because of God's promise, because of God's power, but also because of God's provision. He's the source and resource of all of life. And because he's the source and resource of all life, God is saying, trust me. That's your word today. Trust me. Trust me regardless of where you are and what's happening. Learn to give God glory, honor, praise, and worship, because that is how we come to an end of our journey. That's how we come to an end in our situation. That's how we come to an end in our hurt. That's how we come to an end in our wondering what is going on with God. It's because we know we got a promise, we possess His promise, and He's the one who has all provisions. So since this be a reality, today I want you to lift your head. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to recognize the God who you serve, He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ever ask, think, or imagine. And because of that, we give Him glory and we give Him honor. The word of God to you today is Romans 8 and 28. We know that all things, listen, it's just an affirmation. We know that all things are working together for the good of them who love God. It's just an affirmation reminding you. You should already know this. When you're going into it, know that it's working for your good. It's going to bless you. It's not going to hurt you. It's going to bless you. What you just discovered, it's going to bless you later. My daughter thought the world had come to an end. Why? Because her luggage was lost. But listen, American Express and American Airlines, bless my baby, because they both made sure they showed their apologetic spirit by blessing her with way more, and now we got the luggage back plus something extra. That's what I want to leave in your spirit today. It may feel like the end of the world. It may feel like life is over. Nope, the devil is a liar. God says, I'm going to bless your coming. I'm going to bless your going. Trust me. Will you trust Him today? Will you really trust Him today? Because if you can trust Him, He can bless you. If you can trust Him, He can move you from what you're going through. If you can trust Him, He can open up that door. If you can trust Him, He can bridge that way. If you can only trust Him, that's your word for this morning. Learn to trust God. Trust Him, because we still got promise. Listen, we still got it. Trust Him. Because we still have God's power. I know you're hurting. I know it's bothering you. I know you want to put your flesh in the front of it. But listen, the provision of God is more powerful than the purpose of people. So let people do what they want to do, be who they want to be, and have what they want to have. I want you to trust God. To all of my fathers who are out there, listen, life has not been easy. I say happy Father's Day to all of you. And I pray God's blessings upon your life. And I pray God's blessings upon all that you endeavor to do. You can only do what you can do, and let God do the rest. And to everybody who's listening to me today, your word today is very simple. It's out of Romans 8 and 28. It's worthy of a praise. I know I don't know all the details, but it's worthy of the praise. Let's pray together this morning. Oh, God, our Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you, God, for grace, and we thank you for peace. You are gracious, a kind, and an everlasting God, a God who sits high and look low. And we ask you today that you would bless us and that you would do something miraculous in the life of so many people. You're gracious, God. And we give you glory. You're gracious, God. And we give you honor. You're gracious, God. And we give you praise. This morning, God, we ask that you would bless every person who's standing and listening to this time of prayer and meditation. Hold them close to you and keep them under your arms of protection. The word of God to them today is that all things are working together for the good. And God, since we believe it, since we stand on it, everything that come their way, I pray, God, that you would bless them. I pray, God, that you would strengthen them. And I pray, God, that you would elevate them. And now, God, I pray for the brother, the sister who have brought prayer list to this call. While I don't know every person, I do know you. I know that you can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine. So, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you will go to that hospital room, that you will go into that courthouse, that you will go wherever they need you the most. And, God, we expect a miracle. We expect it to turn in our favor. We know you're able. You've done it before. And we thank you. And, God, we pray for all those who are with me in Rome today. Tomorrow we'll be other places. But, God, wherever we are, I pray, God, that you will keep us safe from all hurt, harm, I'm in danger. And God, I thank you. And God, I praise you. And God, I magnify you for all the awesome things that you are doing. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all fathers.
Have a great day, everybody.
Happy Father's Day. Thank God for the word.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day. Everybody have a blessed day.
Happy Father's Day.
Amen. Thank
you.
Everyone have a blessed day.
You as well. Thank you.
Bless your heart.
John Pierre, have a blessed and wonderful day.
Thank you.
A wonderful experience. God, trust. We trust that you'll bring you back home. Safe and sound. Praising God all the way back.
Uh-huh. It's good.